Finally, we can rest. I'm so tired. I just want to take these boots off, my armor, and just sleep forever. My shoulders are killing me. Oh gods, yes. A shoulder massage would be great right now. Let me just lay down. No, it's fine. It's just that my muscles are really sore. Well, after walking and having to carry all that loot. With the rest of the group just don't wanting to wait to get back to town. And then the storm started just as we got here. I kind of wish we had a window. I love the sight of rainfall on a window. At least at night with all that beautiful pitter-patter sound. Yeah, this quest was a rough one. Between the goblins, the bandits, the dungeon itself, it was brutal. But we did it, and we did make a small fortune. Hey, do you think it will thunder tonight? No, I'm not afraid of lightning. I'm just very cautious of it. I saw a wild mage fry themselves to crisp once. I still remember how his eye popped out and
the smell.
Now it's starting to feel good. Ow. I knew there was a reason why I kept you around. I wouldn't say that you saved me. It's more like you helped me out of a bad situation. Okay, you saved me. But I did pull that arrow out of your shoulder and your butt. Yep, years from now, when we retire, I will have so much fun telling stories to our children, especially this one. You. Running into a fray with weapon in hand to save a beautiful Kitsune maiden from a faraway land, seeking adventure and gold, surrounded by a group of highwaymen, only to get shot in the butt and cursing while trying to fight them off. Looking back on it, it was quite funny. I still remember you trying to hold my tears after I pulled them out. And then you walking with a limp until we found a cleric in town. And then, after that, you convinced me to partner with you. Though, looking back at it now, I think it was more because you were smitten by me than my prowess as an adventurer. Oh, really? You're not just saying that to get a kiss from me, are you? Hey, not my neck. It tickles when you do that. Okay. I'm really ready to go to bed now. Get it. Is it over? I'm sorry I pulled you into bed like that. No, I'm fine. But thank you for holding me and rubbing my back. Oh, I guess I never did tell you why that calms me down. Well, it was something my mother did when I was a little one, when I would have nightmares. And I guess it's just worked ever since. I know I don't talk about my family that often. It's not that I don't love them, it's just somewhat painful to think about them because of how I left home. It's just, I wanted to be something more than just being a princess. I wanted to be like the heroes that I grew up listening to when I was little, and I wanted adventure. See the world, and being a princess, that would just have confined me to the island. And I just didn't want that for me. So I left. I know that they're upset with me. But the only one I feel bad for leaving was my sister. Because she always looked up to me. And I left her. Sure, she told me she wanted to be a princess, but she was still so young, and I left her. Thank you, honey. I miss them sometimes. But I feel like if I went back there now, they wouldn't let me leave. One day though, I want us to visit. And besides, right now we have our own family to look after. I meant our party, you dolt. We sure got ourselves quite the interesting assemble of eccentric personalities. We were definitely the talk of the town when we arrived today. Well, I can't blame them, though. It's not every day you see a roaming band of humans, an orc, an elf, and half elf, a dwarf, and a kitsune all covered in grime. Yeah, we do have a pretty great group, don't we? And I've learned so much, from how the rhythm to play the orc war drums to singing elf songs. And I haven't been disappointed in any of the dwarf ales that I've been recommended so far either. I was thinking maybe tomorrow we could go shopping, that we could get everyone a few gifts. Nothing crazy. Just a few knickknacks. And I wanted to see what kind of food this town had. And, oh, maybe if I'm lucky, I'll find a nice pair of boots to replace my old ones. No, I can't ask her to steal me a pair. That's wrong. You and your sense of humor sometimes. You are so lucky, you make an excellent pillow, darling. Oh, and my tails make a great blanket, huh? Well, I might be a kid soon, but you're a fox. Oh, come on. That was a good one. Wait. How about this one? What did the ant say to the blizzard? Shiver me timbers. Get it? Okay, how about this one? Why do paladins hate necromancers so much? All they want to do is raise a family. No tickles. Stop, I'm sorry. No more jokes, I promise. Stop tickling. Hey, you were the one that bought me the joke book. No, I'm getting really sleepy. Like this, with you rubbing my ear. Oh yeah, I do have to tell you something. I just want to say something that's been on my mind for a long time. And I just never found a good time to tell you. Okay, here it goes. Before I met you, I spent most of my time working as a solo adventurer. Which was difficult in on itself, but even when I worked with anyone else, I never felt like I could trust them to watch my back. I had a few leave me to die when it got really bad, and another time I had a group trying to steal some of my stuff. But with you, I never had to worry. You're always there for me, just like you are now. And I want to say that I will always be there for you. I love you, darling. Let me just cozy up here. That's better. Good night, darling. And tomorrow, we will celebrate like kings.